The annual Burning Man Festival is set to begin in Nevada Sunday. The now infamous gathering brings together artists, people from the tech community, and a fair amount of recreational drug use. LSD, ecstasy, mushrooms, not new to the culture of Silicon Valley, but now the use of drugs is becoming much more mainstream, according to Kara Swisher, executive editor of Recode. She has an opinion piece in the New York Times about it, and she joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Kara.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. And let's talk about why you wrote this piece, because as a tech journalist, you say you've been offered a number of these drugs in meetings with executives.
Yeah, it's been increasing. It's never really happened, but they're so sort of embracing it. I think maybe after marijuana was legalized here in California, people feel more comfortable with drugs and talking about them publicly. And so you go to parties and people mention it, and they're using it not in the way of like, hey, let's party. It's more let's free our mind a little bit more, or get into a lucid state, or we have better ideas and things like that. So it's a lot less of an issue. There's no sneaking around about it at all.
What kind of drugs are you talking about?
Well, I haven't tried any of them, I'll be honest with you. I'm sort of boring and prudish that way. But a lot, you know, LSD, microdosing LSD and things like that, which has been, you know, it's been happening for a few years, but it's really pretty widespread now, as far as I can tell. Mushrooms, to the same thing. You know, some people are trying ketamine, but it's all in a microdosing sense, which is small amounts of it in order to come to some revelations, essentially. And then there are the party drugs like ecstasy, which people obviously continue to use since college, I guess. But those are not quite the same thing. And I think there's some cocaine use, but not that's not really what's going on. It's more, as I wrote in the article, is sort of to intellectualize drugs in order to come to new conclusions and to take, you know, to come to new ideas, essentially.
Are these people who work in Silicon Valley able to tell you, like, this is something that I came up with because I was taking a drug, I was microdosing?
Yeah, they do. Like, it started, I think, a little bit with people attempting to use ayahuasca to do that, to come to new revelations and think of new ideas. I think what it does is, yes, several people have told me they've come up with concepts at work and things like that, as long as they do it in a way where they're not out of it, where they're lucid. And they compare it to the movie that wasn't a very good movie called Limitless with Bradley Cooper, where they just get slightly more intelligent and it gives them a slight more insight. And so it frees them from the daily stress of what might be on top of it, and then on top of them, and then moves into a better place. Michael Pollan, who's a really well-known journalist,
right,
who writes a lot about food, actually has written a book about this, the increased use of psychedelics and more research going into the idea that it will help PTSD and depression. And a lot of it is being funded by tech people.
There are some who may look at this with concern, including investors in companies,
sure,
in Silicon Valley. And that brings us to Tesla's Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
Mean, people were concerned when he said that he wanted to go private with Tesla and that he wanted the stock price to be $420, that he was high at the time.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, he denied it in an interview later with the New York Times, although obviously he was making a joke. He just was. I think he was. I think most people think he was. And I think the board was concerned with, he said he was on Ambien, I guess, or the board, or some people, he didn't say it, but some of the board members were insinuating in the Times.
Poor Ambien, by the way. Isn't that what Roseanne said that she was on when she sent that tweet too?
Yeah. Yeah. No Ambien in Twitter,
right,
I guess.
Exactly.
That's what you can't be doing. But, you know, I think, and then they mentioned in a sort of a quaint way the use of recreational drugs. And so, you know, I think, is it concerning when Fortune 500 CEOs drink too much? I don't know. Like, do we talk about that very much? And so I think that's something that's sort of titillating to a lot of people, but I just think it's the version of drinking or mm-hmm. or something else. So I don't know. I'm not very judgy. I live here in San Francisco, California.
Right.
But
well, and it's legal, by the way, to use marijuana now in California, which a lot of them are doing.
Are you kidding? Yeah, everywhere. Like, you go to events now and everybody's vaping right in front of you. It's not seen in any way as a socially problematic thing. That's for sure. It's a little more like Amsterdam or wherever now here. And in other states, too. Not all of them, but this one for sure.
Do you think that this is a fad in Silicon Valley, or is this here to stay?
No, I think it's here to stay. Some of this research, if you read Michael's book, which is just an amazing book, it's called Changing Your Mind, I think some of this research going into the uses of LSD and other substances like it, which are not like opiates, you know, it's a really interesting thing. If the LSD has sort of been tagged in this sort of counterculture San Francisco abuse kind of way, and I think there's some really interesting research, you know, which needs to be done and checked and stuff. You can't just use it on your own. there could be some really interesting things to handle issues that we've had, such as depression and PTSD and other things. And I'm glad people are researching it, because if there's a way to get off of opiates or other painkillers, that would be great, too.
Well, it's a great column. I hope people will read it. We'll link to it at hereandnow.org. Kara Swisher, executive editor at Recode, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Are you getting some good ideas now?
Well, I'm just thinking that there are a lot of people sitting in jail for minor drug infractions who might be getting a little ticked off.
The people in Silicon Valley can just use them. Right.
Hey, what's this music?
It's getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love.
With that, Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.